Dylan Furness, who is 14 and from Little Hulton, has been a junior competitive Thai boxer for 7 years, and he's worked his way to becoming the highest junior, ranked junior, I should say, in the UK. He's one of the most decorated junior Thai boxers, having gained over 30 titles, including the English, British, European and world titles under WKA, WTKA, ISKA, Golden Belt, CCC and UKMF Thai Boxing Associations. He's very good, Rob, I think you'll agree. However, he does need some help and he needs some financial support to help him to get to the championships in Thailand next month. Due to lack of funding available from Sport England, in May, Dylan's family set up a GoFundMe campaign with hopes of raising over £1,500 to help him fund travel and other expenses, which will enable him to compete at a world level with England. And Dylan joins us on the phone. Good to speak to you, Dylan.
Hey, are you all right?
Yeah, thanks for joining us here on Sports Zone. Really important cause here for you. Obviously, you're an incredible Thai boxer, and we want you to go and compete. How important is this to you to get over there and compete?
Is probably one of the most important things, as since I started, that's always what I wanted to do. Since I started fighting, I was like, I want to get to Thailand someday and I want to go and fight over in Thailand because it's the motherland of the sport.
Absolutely. And you're going to be joining up with Team England as well. Can you talk to us a little bit about the competition and how it works?
Well, it's the IFMA Royal World Cup in Bangkok, Thailand. It starts on the 13th of August and goes on to the 23rd of August. It's basically where countries from all around the world, you come from all ages, all different weights and different contact sports, and you come to compete for the IFMA World Championship.
Indeed, it seems like a really, really exciting thing. And as you said, it's in the homeland of course, Thai boxing. Now, you trained down at the Peel Thai Boxing Camp in Salford. Tell us a little bit about how the camp have been supporting you.
We get massive support for me and Stuart, who are going to Thailand next month. All the other people who come training, they've all donated and are supporting us in each way they can.
And is that your coach? Is that your coach, Peter?
Yeah, Jeff. Jeff, I've been training with Jeff for about 8 years now, and without Jeff, I wouldn't be anywhere near as good as I am. So.
Absolutely, it's really important to you. You took up boxing at 7 years old, didn't you? How did you get into the sport?
We sort of stumbled upon it. We saw a sign outside in this church, at the church in the Alton. And my dad said, you want to go and have a watch? So we went in and we sat down. And then Jeff just asked me if I wanted to have a go. So I got up, went on the mats and just did a few kicks. And I fell in love with the sport from there.
Hi Dylan, it's Mark in the studio. Just wondering, for those who are unsure of the differences between regular boxing and Thai boxing, just explain the difference and the disciplines that you require for Thai boxing.
Well, in Thai boxing, it's not just using your hands, you're using your knees, your elbows and your kicks as well.
And now, many people are thinking the sport is more dangerous than regular boxing. Is that the case? But is there also protection and regulations to ensure there are safety within the sport itself?
Yeah, and most associations require you have to wear a bodyguard and elbow pads and shin guards and gum shields and head guards as well.
And I suppose that is quite costly in terms of the cost for buying the equipment that you need to take part within the sport.
Yeah.
Now, how important would it be to get over there? And what is the money exactly for, Dylan? Is it to help with travel expenses? What will that money enable you to do?
The money's to help us, well, get over there and for the hotel and stuff like that.
And if I could give you an opportunity to speak directly to our listeners, what would you like to say about what you're doing and how much it would mean to you to be able to get over there?
I'd just like to say, if you can donate, you know, the smallest donations help to get me over there, and me and Stuart as well. It means the world to me to get over there, so every little helps, to be honest.
And you've got a GoFundMe page, as I mentioned at the top, which is gofundme.com/Thai Boxing Dylan. People can go and donate on there, can't they?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for speaking to us, Dylan. We wish you all the best. We'll see if we can do a bit of a shake of a bucket in the studio.
We'll see what we can do for you, Dylan.
But if you can go and donate to Dylan, he's obviously a very good Thai boxer. We want him to get over to Thailand so he can compete for England, of course. Then do go to his page, which is www.gofundme.com/ThaiBoxingDylan. And Dylan as well, can they follow you on social media as well, just to keep up with your story?
Yeah, on Twitter, at ThaiBoxingDylan.
There you go, that's brilliant. We wish you all the best, Dylan, and we look forward to seeing your story, and hopefully we'll have the best outcome and see you over in Thailand.
Yeah, good luck, Dylan.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks very much for speaking to us. Cheers.